The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Be talking with family members. So we're continuing bitachon with family members, and we said that very insightful comment of the Chovos of Mothers. That the two mitzvahs that one always has to focus on when he's with family or friends. So after Racha Kamoicha, Vasis Nochicha Bilvodecha. Ahava. Love means to care for the other person. Love is a chibur between two people. What today people think love is, it's just some type of pleasure. The pleasure comes if the love is really done. If it's not, it's not love. Like the famous line, if somebody said, the steak in front of you, do you love the steak? And he said, yeah, I love it. And he said, no, you don't. Because if you love it, you wouldn't be eating it. You love yourself, and the nail of the steak is something that gives you pleasure. And too often, we confuse the two. Love is what I do for the other person, how much I really care about them. And that's the attitude we have to have with those close to us. Always just focusing on what do they need. As I mentioned it before, does that mean that I can never ask them to help out, or I can't give them any responsibilities? Wrong. That's a big mistake. And because if I really care about them and I want my, let's say, for example, children to develop properly, it's important for them to know that there are responsibilities in life and to learn to be responsible children. So when I'm going to ask them to help with that mind frame, then that's wonderful. I'm doing it for their benefits. But I'm asking them to help because I'm lazy, and I'm waiting for because I'm lazy, and or I feel that I am the master of the house and I need these people to serve me, then that is very wrong. And the way the Chosobos says it is, if a person does it to have power over those who are underneath him, very often a person is looking for power, and he doesn't have power in anybody else, so in the household he becomes the tyrant, or the whatever you want to call it, the one who bosses everybody around. So that person will never get what he wants in this world. They will never be mechabed him. And then they won't even do what he or she wants, because really they'll feel a negative reaction to it. And also lose its chan olam hava, because it was put there for the sake of being kind of mitzvah. He took it all for himself, emulating Hashem, showing his avat to others, and always seeing the good in them, and not having anger to them. It was the other way around. So he wasn't over Hashem. Continue to chavim of others. If he benefits them always with the kavana, that this is Avodas Hashem. Then, since he's being ma'avel nidoseh, he's going past what he wants to do for himself, he's going over his mitzvahs and going out of his way for the other person, then that's the highest level of Avodas Hashem. Giving up from himself, somebody else, even when it's not so easy for him,
Kol HaLashon,
then Hashem will connect to him, Kav Yochel, bring him to Shemaya, and the family, those close to him, will value him and be mechabed him, and they're going to take care of him. And in Yetz Hashem, with that, he's going to be zeicher to have a pleasant life in this world. And also, more than that, he's going to have tremendous chen olam haba. And the Chovei Shavuos has an amazing line. He compares this to the famous story of Shlomo HaMelech. Hashem came to Shlomo HaMelech in a dream. And said, ask me anything what you want. Shlomo HaMelech said, the only thing I want is the wisdom to become closer to Hashem, to know the ways of Hashem. And we said that, Hashem said, you asked for the proper thing, which is really the goal of life, bring ourselves closer to Hashem, to emulate Hashem. The things you did not ask for, I'm going to give to you. We're going to have wealth, we can have COVID, because you are with me. And if you're living your life for the proper tachlis, then Hashem will be with you and will give you everything you need in this world. So sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there are frustrations in the home with a wife and with a husband, the children. But what we have to do is think twice. What am I here for? I'm here for to get frustrated. I'm here to put more fuel into the fire. I'm here to scream and shout. Or other way around. I'm here to calm things down. I'm here to find the good in those around me, to download how smooth, to really feel how special they are. And the things they're lacking, what I can do to help them. It's physical help, I'll give them physical help, emotional help, spiritual guidance. If we do that, then we're showing Hashem. What's important to us is Das es Hashem, that we're doing the same thing as Shlomo HaMelech did. Instead of looking for my COVID, why didn't my wife and my husband and my children give me more COVID? Why am I more wealthy than I can give them what I want? That's not what interests me. And that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking for in every situation to do the Rosh Hashem, to be the perfect father, the perfect mother. That's what Hashem wants me to do. So basically I'm telling Hashem, I also want the Emes HaChochmah, the Chochmah of going in your ways. Hashem hears that. He wants Chochmah. He wants to go in the right ways. He wants to live the whole life in the way I so desire for him, even though it's hard for him or her. I'm going to give him everything. You should be zeicher to have this clarity in life, in every situation. And if we have situations in the past that we didn't succeed, try to look back. What caused me to make a mistake? What caused me to blow up? What caused me to be overly involved in myself? What caused me not to see the mindless of people close to me? And it will come out basically that for different reasons I was overly involved in my own ego and my own drives. And then little by little we could work on ourselves and focus ourselves. And we do so, then Yes Hashem will be Zeicha. To, like we said, even what we're not asking for, Hashem will give to us. It should be Zeicha to perfect this. Especially in this time of day, of year, of history, that Christ has gone through so many sinners. This is what Hashem wants. To drop all our self-drive, to drop our ego, to machmir ourselves. We're getting hitting time and again. We had the corona, we had Miron. Now we're having missiles even. It's all for the same thing. To say, I'm not running the world, Hashem is running the world, and I'm willing to do anything just to be that person that brings Nachas to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should have much hatzlacha in everything we do.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.